Det är sällan man har så här många begåvade människor här i studion. Nu snackar jag inte om mig själv. Jag snackar om singer-songwritern som besöker första gången någonsin i Finland. Nu för tillfället han uppträdde på Ilosaari Rock förra helgen. Det här har vi alltså spelat in nu dagen före Ilosaari Rock. Han kommer från Skottland. Han heter Louis Capaldi. Welcome to Finland.
Thank you very much, man. Cheers. It's good to be here.
It's really, really good to have you here and really looking forward to your show, which is now when you can hear this has already happened. So, but I'm pretty sure it's. I can even predict the future that it was a good one.
We are coming to you right now from the past.
Yes,
that's
yes.
That's what I do. That's right. Absolutely.
You are such an amazing singer. Oh, I mean, you are. Your voice is pure magic.
Thank
it's
you
like,
so much.
Like you could just sing the lunch menu and it will sound good.
Nice one. Well, I'll try that the next time I'm at lunch.
Right.
Hopefully I'll get a free meal out of it.
I'm sure you would.
I think it's more likely I'll be asked to leave the restaurant, but I'm sure it'll be fine. I'll give it a go, man. But thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Do you ever just like do you sing at home when you, for instance, just cook or when you're in the shower or when you're just doing, you know,
It's not often I'm cooking,
really?
Or showering for that matter. But right. No. I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm always writing. I'm always with it. I've always got a guitar. When I'm home, I'm kind of just writing. I'm either writing or I'm going out and drinking alcohol. Do you know what I mean? It's like there's two things I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? So it's something that it's just constant. Yeah, I'm kind of sick of the sound of my own voice at this point. Do you know what I mean? I hear it so much, but yeah, man, I'm always singing. I'm always singing away at home and stuff, yeah.
Okay, well, if you go out for some drinks with some friends, does it ever happen that you had a few pints and then you get an idea, like, for a song? Does it ever happen?
Sometimes, man. I think people say a lot of stupid things when they're drinking.
Right.
So it's good to kind of, like... But, like, and sometimes they'll muddle sentences up and they'll say, like, things that they wouldn't normally say, and it just maybe something will be interesting the way they say something, and I'll write it down in my notes. That's kind of how I operate in general. I've got my notepad on my phone, do you know what I mean? And I'll just, if I'm out and about and I hear something or I think of something, I'll write it down. When I've been drinking, it tends to be like, just like nonsense. And then I wake up the next morning and I can't decipher, I can't work out what I've written. But sometimes it happens, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I write a lot of songs when I'm hungover as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you're the most like yourself that you're ever going to be when you're hungover. Do you know what I mean?
It's
the most, I think, because you're stripped away of all your kind of, you're not putting on a show for anybody. You're hungover, you feel terrible. You're being completely yourself. And I think it's good. It's good to write songs, especially like sad songs when you're hungover. Cause,
really? Yeah.
Good, man.
But even after like a good evening, like you had a great evening.
Could be a great evening and I'll still come out with a depressing banger. Yeah. I'll do my best. But no, yeah, it's like, it's I don't know, something about it. I've always just, it's always been something I've been able to do. Not like, it depends how hungover I am.
Okay.
You know how you're hungover and you can't move a muscle, like you're in your bed dying, essentially. But if you're hungover where you're kind of, you can feel the effects of last night, but you're not like, oh my God, I'm dying here. Do you know what I mean? When you're still able to operate, that's when I think I can write songs.
I never thought about it, but I mean, I have to be honest. I mean, I barely am hungover. My inner organs work really well.
Good.
So I just don't suffer from the bad Sundays or Wednesdays.
You're very lucky. Wednesdays.
Well, you know, in Finland, you know, every day is Saturday. Yeah. But like, But I never thought about that. It's like, it could be a creative state of mind being hungover.
Good. It's just very like, I like feeling melancholy, like melancholic and kind of not depressed or anything like that, but like just sad. I think when you feel sad, it's like, it's a good feeling to have sometimes. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I think it's good to feel that emotion sometimes, I think. And for me, especially if it's a Sunday night, I've been hungover all day and I'm just feeling melancholy, not even so much sad, just that melancholy feeling of like, oh, I'm a bit sad, and I don't know why. There's no reason to be sad. Everything's good, but you're just that Sunday night blues sort of thing. And I think for me, that's when I love that feeling. I think it's good to feel sad, and then you can write songs. And if you feel yourself when you're writing the song, start to get emotional, you're on to a winner. Do you know what I mean? Write the song, finish the song. So, and that happens. That happens. Do you know what I mean?
It feels like after this interview, people are going to, because you're such a talent, and people are going to get like, how would I become a better musician?
Get
hung up. Yeah, I'm going to get hammered, and then tomorrow I'm going to write a hit.
Yeah, totally. That's it. Well, that's my top tip. Go out and get absolutely smashed. Yeah.
Det här är ju fantastiska grejer. Louis Capaldi här med mig i studion. Han sjunger otroligt bra. Skriver musik också hemma hela tiden. Han har alltid gitarren i famnen. Och han berättar här, det här har jag faktiskt aldrig tänkt på, men att när man har bakis, när man har krapula, så då är man kreativ. Han får bra, han tycker om att skriva låtar dagen efter. För att man är kanske lite melankolisk och sådär. Och oberoende hur roligt det var igår. Så får han bra idéer om, och bra för sån här liksom för melankolin. Otroligt. You're here mainly because of the show Ilosaari Rock in Joensuu. Really looking forward to the show, and I don't know if you noticed, but there is on Saturday, I think you might not be around anymore, but there is they always have this skinny dipping, naked swimming event. Last year they broke the world record of skinny dipping, like the amount of people skinny dipping at the same time. I can't remember how many, but it was thousands of people.
I mean, that must have been quite a sight.
That was quite a sight. There were like male, female, young, old, you know, it was...
Sounds lovely.
If you would let... now you're not hanging out the entire weekend here, but if you would hang out at Ilosaari Rock the entire weekend, could you be interested in participating in this?
I'd get involved, man. I'll just do it on Friday by myself. I'll just do it. Everyone will be like, who's the weird naked guy? And I'll be like, it's me. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'll just do it by myself on Friday. Don't worry. And I'll say, right, count that one over for the next one on Saturday. Yeah, I'll just do it. I'll do it tomorrow by myself, man.
Well, the Finns, which you might notice during this weekend, well, we are very fond of two things, alcohol and being naked. You could play naked tomorrow and people be like,
let's do it,
it's a nice gig. People would not even be like, wow, it was totally naked. It's basic.
That sounds exactly like Scotland, except for like you keep your bottom half on in Scotland. I think they just like, we call it, when the weather's warm in Scotland, we say taps half, which means top off. Like, do you know what I mean? So we're very similar in that regard, where if there's alcohol to be drank and clothes to take off, we'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Det ska bli naken simning igen på Ilosaari Rock, och Louis kunde tänka sig delta nu ifall han är där. Kanske han annars bara är naken på fredagen, för han hinner tyvärr inte vara med på lördagen. Men Skottland är ganska likadant. Det sprit är gjort för att drickas och kläder är gjort för att kläs av. When things really started happening to you with bruises, when it kind of took off, how was that for you? You just kind of like wrote a song for yourself and without you like any support of any big corporations or an agency, and all of a sudden things started happening. What was going through your head then?
Just kind of like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, I couldn't process anything. I was like, this isn't happening to me. This is just something that's happening. I'm watching. Like, do you know what I mean? It feels like you're watching what's happen to someone else that you're very close to, and you also share a body with them. Like, do you know what I mean? It's so surreal, and it is still surreal when things happen and stuff like that. Like, to be here in Finland, flying over to play a festival and do like these interviews and stuff like that, that's amazing, but it doesn't make any sense to me that people would want to speak to me on a radio station, do you know what I mean? Or the people listening would want to hear what I have to say, do you know what I mean? So it's very, I'm just kind of always like, I'm constantly shocked at everything, and I've been in a constant state of like bewilderment and shock since last year, and it's been amazing, man, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's been absolutely amazing, and it's not often that people get to like do the things that they've always wanted to. They've always grown up wanting to do.
Being naked in Finland,
exactly. And we're here to do it. And I can't, when I get naked in Finland, there'll be some tears in my eyes. Let me tell you that, because I'll have truly arrived then.
All right. And you have, I've told this to you so many times. I'm so glad that you get to do what you want to do, because you. Everything I've heard so far has been like magical.
Thank you so much.
So yeah. How are you and How far are you planned when it comes to releasing new music? Like,
we kind of fly.
What's the next step?
We kind of fly. Well, up until recently, we've been flying by the seat of our pants for a bit. It's just been like we've been really taking it as it comes. Up until Tough, I think the last single, and it's been fun like that. But it's been hectic. So over the next few months leading into next year, it's a lot more planned out. I think, and I think we know what steps we're going to do next. And yeah, so with an album will be out next year, early to next year, I think, within the first 3 months, I hope.
Okay.
So we're just going to start releasing singles into that. Some of the singles that we release might be on the album, and they might not be. Do you know what I mean? At that part, we're leaving very free and very up to, like, if people like the songs, then they'll be on the album. Do you know what I mean? It's like if people think. One of the songs is maybe not what they thought I was as an artist, or the song doesn't speak to people. What's the point? I just think what's the point having it on the album? Do you know what I mean? If the song doesn't speak to the people that listen to my music already in a way that they connect with it, I just feel like I wouldn't want it on the album. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I want the album that I release to be something for the people who have, like, given me a job, essentially. Do you know what I mean? So it's... yeah, it's busy. We're gonna have a lot more music out.
Okay.
A lot. That's the main thing. To only have six songs out is so, like, it feels so weird to me. I feel like we've got a lot more songs out than we actually have, just because of the stuff that we've been able to do, and that's been amazing. But I think now is the time to kind of give people a bit more as, like, a thank you for doing everything. So yeah, we've got a lot more music coming out this year, and then an album early next year.
Brilliant. Looking forward to it. Mm. Louis Capaldi är ju själv också där i och med låten Bruce som var en självfinansierad låt som han gjorde hemma utan något skivbolag eller något överhuvudtaget. Plötsligt hade den tiotals miljoner streams och saker började hända, och han upplevde det lite så här som att inte händer det här på riktigt. Det här händer inte åt mig. Det här händer, det är som att titta på en film. Men det råkar vara så att man själv är med i den filmen, och filmen heter Verklighet. Helt otroliga grejer. Han har släppt en EP, han har släppt bara sex låtar allt som allt. Lite EP och lite enskilda singlar. Det kommer en ny singel som heter Tough här nyligen. Men de har massor med låtar på gång. Det kommer att bli ett album nästa år i något skede, antagligen mot senare halvan av nästa år. Men ny musik kommer att komma ännu på det här årets sida, och han är väldigt, väldigt ivrig.